The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Breaking up big rocks on the chain gang, breaking rocks and serving my time. Breaking rocks out here with the chain gang, 'cause I've been convicted of a crime. Oh, hold it steady right there while I hit it. There I reckon that ought to get it. Been working, I've been working, but I still got so terrible long to go.
Sammy, 6 minutes after 7 o'clock with Sammy Davis Jr. on AM 970. The Answer. There is, with great respect to Francis Albert Sinatra, Dean Martin, who's the coolest cat of the in the world, right? It was Sammy had to be the most talented guy ever. And I don't know that people know that certainly in this generation, they don't understand the breadth of Sammy Davis's talent. And what a sweetheart of a guy. I told you that when I met him at the Friars Club. And we talked a little bit, and he was like joking around. And then we chatted a little bit, and then he said to me, looked up to me with that one eye, and Sammy said to me, "You're a nice man." I thought that was so nice. I am, you know, I'm 27 years old. So thank you, Sammy. Rest in peace. One of the great entertainers of our time. Hey, it's Joe on the radio. Good morning. Great to have you with us on AM 970 The Answer, AM970TheAnswer.com. You know, a little upsetting today, and there's a lot to get into. We'll get into politics. John McLaughlin's going to join us momentarily. We'll talk about politics and all that's happening in the midterms. What is going to happen in the midterms? They're putting so much pressure on the midterms. The midterms historically go against whoever is in the White House. They always go opposite. I can't tell you a time when that did not happen. But now with Donald Trump as president, oh, it's anti-Trump this, they're going after Trump here. And I just hope, and I know you're like, I have the same feeling I had when Donald Trump was running for office, just to upset, you know, that mainstream media mindset that says, oh, well, they'll never win. You can't win. Who are you people? You can't win. And then we, of course, won. And they never got over it. Now they're doing the same thing in the midterms. That's why I said, what did I say? When Donald Trump ran, look, I don't hate anybody. Never hated Hillary. Never hated Bernie Sanders. Bernie came on the show a number of times. We love everybody. We respect everybody. Despite the politically, we're so, you know, diametrically opposed in our opinions, right? But you don't hate anybody. Just don't stay home. You've got to show up and you've got to vote. This is upsetting, this story, that they're considering this, the creep that killed John Lennon. They're considering him for parole. He's 63 years old. He spent 38 years in an upstate New York prison. And again, we're talking about priests and we're talking about religion. We're talking about God. And I try to be Christ-like in my approach to life. But man, this guy should not be alive. I am sorry. God forgive me. Whack this guy. Whack this guy from day one. He killed John Lennon in cold blood. Oh, well, there's something wrong. No patience. And these parole boards, I have no hope. I fear that they're going to let this guy out. I feel they're going to let this guy out. I don't want to mention his name. He doesn't deserve his name mentioned on these airwaves, the guy that killed John Lennon. So Beatles fans and local officials are going to be rallying today in New York City as John Lennon's killer faces a 10th parole hearing this month. Then I look back. I follow Bill Bratton, former police commissioner in L.A. and Boston, and certainly the stellar. And he's a famous police commissioner of the great city of New York. And under Rudy Giuliani, really cleaned up this town. And then Bill Bratton on Twitter says, a parole board that releases a cop killer, talking about the parole board in New York State. He says the parole board that releases a cop killer betrays the trust of all line-of-duty police families and fails in their responsibility to protect the citizens of New York. And that's where the police widows, this happened last week, they pushed to keep those cop killers from getting out. And they are. They're releasing cop killers. The parole boards are releasing cop killers. And when I look for somebody to vote for in an election, and now with Governor Cuomo and Cynthia Nixon going at it in this primer, I want to hear the governor of the state saying, no, you're not releasing cop killers. We're going in, we're firing the parole board or whatever you got to do. They don't even address it. That's what's upsetting. And then you see Elizabeth Warren. What is she on a tear for? What does she go? She's on Seth Meyers. I see her everywhere. I see Elizabeth Warren everywhere. She's running for what? For president, apparently? And then she goes, the criminal justice system is racist. It's racist. They never go back to the core of the matter of why there is crime. How does it start? Why the police have to go into these areas? They really forget where the problem originates from. It's like they just leave that out. If there's a high crime area, they blame everybody. But the cause of why that the politicians have let down those citizens within those areas, and they don't help it. It's like in Chicago, they'll blame the police. They'll blame everybody. They'll blame guns. They'll blame everybody. Go back to the heart of the matter. Fix up the community. And then the criminal, you know, the criminals that come out of there that are committing crimes. Oh, well, if they were of one color or the one ethnicity, then we're racist. Like, we're not supposed to stop them. I tell you what, if somebody like you have Elizabeth Warren, you have this progressive socialist mindset, it will ruin the country. I'm sorry. I am sorry. And you wonder why I always feel, and I say this with respect and love for everybody, that we have the right president at the right time. I honestly believe that. You need somebody just to rip it. Oh, he's crazy. Well, you know what? Maybe you need crazy in the White House. Maybe you need a little bit of that. Oh, man. Because when I hear, what's the alternative? What is the alternative? And if Hillary was in, oh, and no hate, by the way, stop. I know what you're thinking. Ow, Hillary, don't stop. No, I don't want any hate. But if she's in, that deep state keeps it going, man. They keep going. And they keep that power, that Washington, D.C. power. And Barack Obama kept it status quo. You know, I don't even think W messed with it, right? And they go right in. Hillary felt emboldened to do anything. Let me take money. Let me give it to the foundation. Let my husband get $500,000 in speaking fees. Oh, my gosh. It's illegal that they do it. Not to mention just unethical, right? So you get a guy in Donald Trump, he goes in, he's going to shake it up. Boom! That's why they're trying to take him down. Clear as that. So let's hope this guy, this killer of John Lennon doesn't even see the light of day ever. Oh, man, an eye for an eye. Am I wrong when I say that? 877-970-2999. Joe Piscopo on the radio. I have to give my home state of New Jersey a big shout out because they've had real serious flood problems over there. Bergen, Essex, Monmouth, Ocean, Passaic counties. They can now request state resources as needed. The governor is asking affected residents and businesses in the five counties to document all flood-caused damage for a review by local offices of emergency management. Therein lies a huge problem. You got to document it. You're going through your pictures. You're going through your house. Make sure you document everything. Just go in, take a look. Can't the officials come in and go, well, you're flooded, and I'm going to get you funding now? You got to document. I'm telling you. And even people with Sandy who got affected by Sandy, they're still not being helped. Oh, Lord. 13 minutes after 7 o'clock. Frankie Five Boroughs is here. Good morning, Frankie. How you doing this morning, buddy?
I'm doing great, Joe. Doing
everything all right? Well. Al's taking a well-deserved break. Well, he was at a concert last night, so I guess he goes to... He's like a teenager, is he not, though? Is he not?
Huh? Well, hey, look, he works hard. I don't begrudge him.
No, me neither, man.
A couple days off.
I wondered, did Chef Burke go with him, you think? Did you hear?
Yeah, he was there. I don't know if they hung out, but I'm betting they probably did. They're kindred spirits, those guys.
Yeah, you know, it's so true. The same rock and roll, and we'll see exactly what happens with that. Hey, and the headline news, the elections, the midterms, a lot of the Trump effect is working out, and we'll talk to John McLaughlin about this momentarily, but the Trump effect apparently is helping these politicians and these folks that are seeking office more than hurting them, right, Frankie?
Well, Well, in both parties, right? So in the Republican Party primaries at every level, it seems to be defined by who can be closer to Trump. And we're seeing the never Trumpers or the Trump skeptics in Republican primaries really, really not do very well at all. We saw it in Mark Sanford in South Carolina, defeated, certainly a Trump critic and a never Trumper.
Yeah, yeah.
You told the story of Governor Tim Pawlenty, who yep. called Trump unhinged, defeated in a state where he was actually governor in Minnesota.
Yep, yep, yep.
So now it's also working in the Democratic primaries in that whoever can be the most anti-Trump is winning. So I think it goes to show you how far the two parties are from one another. In the Republican primary, there is nothing that will score you points faster than being pro-Trump. In a Democratic primary, there's nothing that will get you nominated faster than being anti-Trump. So the question is, we haven't really seen this before. Is in 2002, when President Bush was popular after September 11th, we saw Democrats not wanting to mention President Bush because he was popular. We saw Republicans running towards President Bush. In 2010, when Obama was not too popular, we saw the exact opposite. Republicans mentioning Obama, 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 Democrats kind of distancing themselves from Obama.
Unusual
dynamic of this race, Joe, the midterms this year, is that you have both parties making Trump the issue on everything. Where does that play out? I don't know.
Yeah, thank you, Frankie Five Boroughs. Looking at the stories, too, as we go along, and again, John McLaughlin will break down a lot of the politics for us. This creepy story, this is from Franklin Graham's Twitter feed, these Muslim extremists in, what was that, New Mexico, Frankie? Is that where that was? Where they had that whole big compound? Yeah, New Mexico. And the judge let these guys walk. Did you see this, Frankie Five Boroughs?
Was that the case involving Siraj Wahaj's son?
I think it was. The state judge who on Monday set a $20,000 bail for five defendants arrested at a remote New Mexico compound where authorities say children were being trained to conduct school shootings has a history of issuing low bail to violent offenders. This judge, her name is Sarah Backus. She's an elected Democrat. What a surprise. Ordered the two men and three women to wear ankle monitors. They were training kids how to kill other kids. They were Islamic fundamentalists, and they were in this compound in New Mexico. They had tunnels. They were teaching these kids, again, allegedly jihad, and the judge lets these people walk with an ankle bracelet. And did you see the kids were being abused terribly? How does this happen, Frankie? This is a riveting story that's very unsettling.
Well, so there's two different aspects to it. I mean, obviously, the fact that this was basically a terror training compound.
Yeah.
And given, you know, Siraj Wahaj, whose father was an unindicted co-conspirator in the 1993
Thank
World
you.
Trade Center
Thank
bombing.
You.
And, you know, lives right here in Brooklyn, loves suing media commentators as well. You know, that's troubling. And when Bernie Kerik was here last Thursday, he said this is not isolated, that there are more compounds than this all around the country.
Bernie say that?
Yeah,
no,
yeah, he
God
did. But in terms of the criticism of the judge, though, people need to understand that bail is not designed to be punitive. Bail, the only reason cash bail exists, which in New Jersey, thanks to Governor Chris Christie, it really doesn't anymore, and Governor Cuomo trying to follow suit in New York. But bail exists only to make sure that you return to court. It's not designed as a punishment. It's not designed to be coercive. It's designed only to make sure that you return to court. So I think maybe and the fact that these people will all have ankle bracelets means they're not going to be able to be planning jihad or, you know, going and being involved in surreptitious activities. So I think maybe the criticism of the judge in that respect is a little unwarranted.
Yeah. All right, Frankie. You're not going to law school. You go to law school, Frank, huh? Time to go to law school, right?
You know, the two things law school requires is time and money. I have neither at the moment. And
I think the station would pay for your
Joe, I think we might be working at two different radio stations because the radio station I work at there. They're not paying for anything.
We'll say Frankie Five Boroughs. We'll do a GoFundMe. Look, if Strzok could raise $300,000, we could raise money.
That is amazing.
We could raise money for your law school. Come on, Frankie.
You know, I think I saw a tweet from, I'm not sure who it was. It might have been Kat Timpf. She wrote, I thought I was bad with money until I saw people giving Peter Strzok money. for their legal
defense. That's a great lie.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. You talk about a guy, he's going to probably have a six-figure book deal. There's going to be no shortage of job opportunities for him in the anti-Trump universe. Fact that anybody thinks that this is the best use of their money is just absolutely, absolutely beyond me.
Was it alleged? Was he looking to raise $300? But he actually did raise $300 on GoFundMe. That's
as strong. Of yesterday. I mean,
My Lord. And also, we got to go to break, but and we're going to talk to John McLaughlin. But I also want to talk to you about Sarah Jiang over at the New York Times. I mean, that's a whole nother story we didn't even get into. Frankie, you can't make this stuff up.
Yes.
I'm looking at these stories breaking. And we always appreciate your expertise, Frankie Five Boroughs.
$382,000 raised by 9,943 people in one day.
Can they track who gave them?
Yeah, well, I'm looking. $100 from Ralph Tillman, $9 from this woman, Libby Mataraz, $25.
How could you see Struck testifying and then give this guy a dime? How could you give this guy a dime, Frankie?
Well, and you know what the real shame of it is? Is there's a lot of people who get jammed up and they can't afford lawyers.
Yeah, exactly.
And no one's doing a GoFundMe for them.
Yeah.
And you know what happens? They end up pleading guilty because they can't afford to mount a defense. And you know what? They get thrown in prison.
That's
So I have no sympathy for Peter Strzok.
Hence the Russian collusion delusion. You're right. 720 with Frank and Joe on the radio. Love having you here. You can call anytime. 877-970-2999. John McLaughlin will join us momentarily. He is one of the brightest cats on the political scene. John is longtime Republican pollster. He worked on the Donald Trump campaign. And he's the guy that I saw in a parking lot. It was 4 o'clock in the morning after candidate Trump got elected. And it was John McLaughlin who said, yeah, we knew a couple days ago. He had he gets a lead on these things. I don't know how he does that. And we will ask him about that and also about the midterm elections. John McLaughlin coming up on Piscopo in the morning. Simon Owen's going to join us as well from Europe about that bridge collapse in Italy. Our hearts go out to our brothers and our sisters in Italy. And Karen DeSoto on air, legal analyst for NBC News, will join us as well. 7:21 with Piscopo in the morning. Debbie Duhaime is looking out for you always every morning.
Yes.
Looking out traffic-wise. On AM 970, The Answer. How we doing here? Oh, August 15th already, Deb. You believe that?
I know. The summer is flying by, so.
Man. But it's still summer. It's still summer.
Yay.
I don't want to let it go.
Me either. I know. The shore is so nice.
Don't leave me.
Don't leave summer. Please stay.
I saw a school in Colorado. I saw in the news just now. I'm thinking of taking Mondays off to save money for the school district.
Really?
I love that. Yeah, because once school starts, all the fun ends. To me, forgive me. The teachers feel the same way. You know, it's like, we got to go back, and the schedule's starting in. So, look, it's summertime. Let's enjoy it.
But maybe Jerry Crowley will give us Mondays off.
And send Frank to law school. Yeah.
Yeah.
In one shot.
Come on.
3-day weekend every weekend.
I'm ready. How are we doing, Deb?
Let's see what's happening. Joe, Frank, everybody, let's take it out to the inbound GWB. Only a 5-minute delay right now. Lincoln 20, Holland 40 because of an earlier disabled vehicle. Now, it is the Feast of the Assumption, so alternate side parking rules are suspended. Metered parking rules remain in effect. Over on the New Jersey Turnpike, the truck lanes north by exit 10, getting through Edison, getting reports of a collision there. Traffic slowing down southbound Thruway in toward the Tappan Zee Bridge because of earlier problems at the Tappan Zee Bridge. And we're still seeing volume on the belt westbound out by Lefferts Boulevard. That's an accident. And the LIE westbound right at Van Dam Street, getting reports of an accident blocking two lanes over there. Let's see what's happening with New Jersey Transit. New Jersey Transit, 45-minute delays out of town from New York's Penn Station because of Amtrak overhead wire problems. 7 canceled trains this morning. LIRR, 10-minute delays into and out of Penn Station as well, following police department activity. Partly cloudy today, high of 91. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed. Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
This is Steve Adubato. I know that AM 970 listeners want to hear compelling and important conversations. That's why my TV series, One-on-One with Steve Adubato, brings viewers conversations with people who matter and are making a difference. So check out One-on-One weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV, 11:30 p.m. on Fios One, and late night on WNET Channel 13, that's PBS, at 12:30 a.m.
Catch my friend Steve Adubato every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
From the Fox Business Network, Kenmore Appliances could be sold. ESL Investments, the hedge fund run by Sears Holdings chief executive Edward Lampert, wants to buy the Kenmore brand. ESL is offering $400 million in cash. Lampert is also Sears' controlling shareholder. He's been making moves to keep Sears from a bankruptcy filing. He proposed the sale to Sears' board. Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway has purchased more Apple stock. A new securities filing says Berkshire added 12.4 million Apple shares in the recent quarter. New York Magazine could be sold. MarketWatch says its owner, New York Media, is considering options for the magazine, including a possible sale. The Dow Jones Industrials added 112 yesterday. The NASDAQ was up 51. The S&P added 18. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Transform your child's summer with Mathnasium. Children of all skill levels enjoy our math-focused summer programs like fractions, multiplication, algebra readiness, and more. These programs prevent summer learning loss and get kids ready for the year ahead. Mathnasium is the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. We have over 900 centers worldwide. Call 855-SUMMER-5 to contact yours. That's 855-SUMMER-5. At Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Going back to school can be so annoying. Summer's over and I have to start doing homework again. But what's even more annoying is how my mom acts. She usually cries for days, eats a lot of candy and junk food, and asks me a million questions. But not this year. Since she started taking this stuff called Calitrin, she's been so full of energy and happy.
We get going back to school can be difficult for some parents. At Calitrin, we see it as a time for you to treat yourself. With Calitrin, you will feel better than ever before. Higher energy levels, healthy weight loss, and better sleep. Nothing will get you down.
Hi, this is Brenda. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing.
Hello, my name is Joyce. I've used Calitrin for a while. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 6.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try.
Treat yourself today by visiting Calitrin at toploss.com or calling 833-TOP-LOSS.
Buying a home requires a lending partner who can help you navigate through the mortgage process. A Citizens Bank loan officer can help answer all your questions and help you select the products you need in a clear and personal way. So the next time you have a question about home financing, call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to the SmartWayToBuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy, only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Jersey Joe on the radio, 729 on this, look at this, August 15th already on this Wednesday on AM 970. The Answer. John McLaughlin is a longtime Republican pollster. He worked on the Donald Trump campaign and really, really one. He's a legend in the industry, and he is a good friend and has a beautiful family. And we welcome John to the show. John, good morning. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, and I miss seeing you because last night I was in Connecticut for the Republican gubernatorial candidate, Bob Stefanowski.
Yeah.
And we're all the way up in Madison, Connecticut. And, I drove home to get home until 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm thinking, well, at least I beat the hour that Joe and I were sitting around waiting for Trump to get called the winner.
All I remember is it being in that garage, and it had to be 4:30, because I was going right to the radio station.
You were going to work.
Yeah, I was going right there on stage. I didn't even get any sleep when Donald Trump was elected. And then you walked over, and then you said to me, and if you could just give us a couple seconds on that, you knew there were algorithms that you knew the president was going to win. Tell us about that, please.
Our polls were all close, and the analytics that we did, that the Trump campaign, Brad Parscale had, and Jared Kushner had, we went over it on Sunday night, and Brad was certain we were going to win. I said, we got to win the turnout on Tuesday. And if we win the turnout on Tuesday, when most people vote, we'll actually win this thing. And as I told the president, out of 139 million votes, which was a record, we won by 78,000 votes, 46,000 Pennsylvania, 22,000 Wisconsin, 10,000 Michigan, to which I told the president, I said, well, at least we didn't make it pay for a landslide. But anyway, but you were there. You were there.
I tell you, it was an exciting historical moment for America. People, you could say what you will, believe what you will, but what are you thinking about the midterms? I've been saying all morning, John McLaughlin, that they always go, the midterms always go against whoever's in power. It's historic, but now they're making it this Trump initiative. It's an anti-Trump initiative and the blue wave. What are you hearing, John McLaughlin?
Well, right now it's backfiring because in as you and Frank were already talking about, by the way, Frank's he's a very good political expert. And I think Jerry Crowley should get the money to send him to Fordham Law. Because
Thank you.
Crowley went to Fordham. It's a great school. And the station, it's a good investment. Yeah. So he could also be an in-house lawyer.
But Beads of sweat on Mr. Crowley's brow as we speak. Right. Yeah.
But the other thing is, no, seriously, it's this Trump effect is not only are you going to have the more supportive candidates, because you saw yesterday the Rasmussen poll has the president back at 50% job approval.
Yes, yeah.
And as he goes up, he's bringing the Republicans with him. Yeah. And in that case, the Republican primary voters, 90% approve the job he's doing. Like I know in Connecticut where Bob Stefanowski won, 61% of the Connecticut voters, Republicans, strongly approve the job he's doing. Over 80% approve the job he's doing. And Bob won on a tax cut plan. Connecticut has Dan Malloy's raised taxes every year for the last 8 years as governor. Yeah, he has 75% unfavorable. Yeah. He's the most unpopular governor in the country. And we got a clear choice in Connecticut where you got Ned Lamont, liberal progressive Democrat who will raise taxes, the guy who beat Joe Lieberman, who was a centrist in a primary, versus Bob Stefanowski, who's going to cut taxes and has a Art Laffer for Kudlow plan to phase out the state income tax in 8 years. So that's a clear choice. And that may turn that around. But then you get states like Minnesota. Tim Pawlenty was a popular governor who was in the race in 2012 for president. And he got beat decisively, 53-44 in Minnesota, to come back and run there. And the difference is, I guess, Pawlenty had been a lobbyist. So the swamp candidates are doing really poorly. And when you look at Wisconsin, you got Leah Volkmir running against Tom Evans, who Leah Volkmir is going to run for Senate, against Tammy Baldwin. But you got Tom Evans and Scott Walker running for governor. Scott Walker is a very popular governor with a machine. And those of us in the Trump campaign, I saw Donald the day before the Wisconsin primaries, Sean Hannity was there. Sean says, "What's going to happen?" I said, "We're going to lose tomorrow." And he said, and Donald didn't believe it. I said, yeah, Scott Walker's got a machine there. He's beaten the unions three times. They tried to beat the guy, and they spent $100 million. So Walker's an important race for the Republicans around the country. So that's an important pick. So,
John, people are talking a lot about the winner of the Vermont Democratic primary. I mean, do you think we'll see a flood of transgender candidates now? I mean, is that the platform? Well, is that the platform? Please.
Well, you know, it's really what they stand for. And Phil Scott, the Republican governor up there, I ran a candidate against him in the primary. I always win. Listman, who was a very good candidate, who was a businessman. We lost him 2 years ago, but Scott went on to win big in Vermont. And he's, you know, he's cut taxes. So what's amazing is when you look at New England, of the states in New England, you've got Charlie Baker's the most popular governor in Massachusetts. He's a Republican. You got a Republican governor in New Hampshire, Maine, and Phil Scott in Vermont. And now you're about to get a Republican governor in Connecticut. And that's about, you know, the way to stop the crazies from spending and taxing you out of those states, elect a Republican governor. By the way, we may get the same idea here in New York at some point.
But
that's the trend up there. So I don't think the Democrats are going to be successful in Vermont, regardless of who they are. It's what you stand for.
Yeah.
And there's a clear choice now with Donald Trump as president. And, you know, he's the foundation that these Republicans candidates can stand on to win the election. And the blue wave, obstruction, don't get anything done. That idea is backfiring, and the Republicans are turning against it for the midterms.
Yeah, and how's the president polling in Democratic states like Pennsylvania? I mean, you getting numbers at that point, John?
I've seen numbers in Pennsylvania where he's right now he's a little bit underwater, but his voters tend to underpoll. I mean, a lot of them don't like talking to pollsters. You know, they think it's from the media, and you have to be careful how to poll. So I think Barletta and Scott Wagner is one of our candidates. Scott Wagner is running for governor of Pennsylvania, and he had won a tough primary. And you've got Lou Barletta running for Senate. And he's not too far behind Senator Casey there. So I think the president does pretty well, particularly in the states where he brought out the new voters. And the midterm elections really depend upon how many of those 63 million Trump voters who showed up in November 2016 out of the blue decide to come back in. And a lot of them didn't vote in 2014. I mean, in a midterm election, you only get 80 to 90 million voters across the country. Hmm. And when Trump won, you had 139 million people come out, which was a record. It's 9 million more than when Obama and Romney
won. Yeah.
So those 63 million coming out, if they come out in November, if the Democrats really tick them off again and they come back out and Trump's not on the ballot, but they will vote for candidates that support President Trump, and that's their key to success.
Oh, John McLaughlin, he is the expert with Piscopo the Morning. He's a longtime pollster and worked with the president and during that election. So, and then, John, you know, you and I were thinking about doing ranking the run in Jersey, and just to be organic.
I told you you could have won.
You know, even as an independent, what do you think, John?
Oh, you could have won. And that would have upset the whole establishment and Trent or whatever, and would have gotten picked up. But people in New Jersey are craving for an outsider. I mean, they're craving for somebody who can really straighten things down. Because what they're beginning to realize is Governor Murphy, I don't know the person, but he's now, you know, he's raising taxes again. And, you know, you guys are going to run out of millionaires. I mean, they're all going to be in Florida. I mean, Joe, you'll be moving pretty soon. You keep going on the road to Vegas, you'll be a millionaire, you know, all times over again.
I have too many ex-wives to be in that class. But you know what? You're right. Because people say, Joe, I wish you're in. If I hear that one more time, John McLaughlin, Joe, I wish you're in. You could have been independent. We would have came out of the woodwork. But all the independents, most of the people who are registered in the state of New Jersey are really independent, not affiliated, quote unquote, not affiliated with a political party, but they all vote Democratic. And they voted Governor Murphy in, who's, by the way, a great guy. Great guy. Just a progressive socialist.
You better tell him not to raise taxes. Those property taxes are killed. It's not just the income tax, it's the property tax.
Everything.
Yeah, sales taxes are not. I mean, you know, who's going to turn out the lights when all the taxpayers have left?
John, you're right on the money. Did you spend some time down the shore, I heard, huh?
Oh, yeah, that's right. You know, I'm not. I will.
That's how I know about the property taxes in New Jersey. I have a house down there. So
I know. And you're there, what, a month, maybe 2 months out of the year, yet they still bang you with the property taxes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. But then, yeah, but that's all right. I'm going to change my voter registration there pretty soon, and I'll be voting with you to save it.
Please, but don't leave us. John, we need you, man. Don't you leave us. Give Brian, your son, our best. John, we always appreciate you taking the time. And please stay close, John McLaughlin. Love hearing from you, sir.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Take care of Frank. He's going to be a hell of a lawyer.
Yeah, we will. We're going to set him
in law
school.
Don't hold your breath.
Thank you. John McLaughlin right there and with Piscopo in the morning. We're trying to get Frankie Fibrosa to go to law school because he's got such a great legal mind, and we're trying to get the station to pay for it. GoFundMe, anybody? Maybe Strzok will lend you some money, Frank.
Yeah, honestly, Joe, the last thing this world needs is another lawyer.
I know. It's so true. But you never notice the title still holds a credence, you know, when you say, well, he's a lawyer, he's an attorney, like that, but maybe not as much as it used to. Hey, 7:39, it's Joe on the radio. Running late right now. Big Frankie, he's got the headline news for you right now on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
7:39, 73 degrees. I am Frank Moreno with your local news first. Here's what's going on. It's been an above average summer for rain in the New York City area. In some parts of northern New Jersey, Long Island, and in the five boroughs, rainfall is 200 to 400% above average totals. In fact, Manhattan alone has seen just over 16 inches of rain since June, which roughly translates to 6.5 billion gallons of water. Forecasters say the recent spate of heavy rains is in the rearview mirror, with mostly sunny weather on tap for today and a high around 90. Police in London are identifying the suspect in this week's car crash outside the Parliament building. Officers arrested 29-year-old Salih Khatir after he ran into two cyclists and crashed his car into a security barrier yesterday morning. Scotland Yard says local police are familiar with Khatir, but neither British domestic intelligence nor counterterrorism police knew about him before yesterday. He is a British citizen who's originally from Sudan. In sports, the Mets weren't able to hold on to a 2-1 lead as they fell to the Orioles 6-3 in Baltimore, and the Yankees beat the Tampa Bay Rays in the Bronx 4-1. Sports, sponsored by Modell Sporting Goods Stores. You've got to go to Moe's. Whether you're going to Moe's or elsewhere, if you're stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer. Hello there, Debbie.
Hello to you, Frank. Thank you so much. Alternate side parking rules are suspended citywide for the Feast of the Assumption. Now, metered parking rules, they remain in effect. We're still seeing some delays with New Jersey Transit outbound trains out of Penn Station. It's all due to some Amtrak overhead wire issues, some scattered delays as well over on the LIRR this morning. Let's see what's happening on the New Jersey Turnpike. The truck lanes north by exit 10. It's an accident over there to deal with. And problems on the Belt Parkway. Belt Parkway westbound at Lefferts Boulevard. That's an accident being cleared. A tough ride on the LIE westbound at Patchogue Holbrook Road. It's a multi-vehicle accident. And then on the LIE west, getting into Van Dam Street, an accident out there. It's in the right lane. Now let's see what else is happening here at the Hudson River crossings. Inbound GWB only 5, Lincoln 20, Holland about 35. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today, high around 90 or 91. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie Duhame. Joe Piscopo telling you about ZipRecruiter. You know, if you want to hire somebody, you got to go to ZipRecruiter.com/report. Hiring is challenging. I know that. You know, how many times do I always tell you about it's hard to find somebody? You don't know who's working, who's not working, who wants to work, the work ethic. Look, ZipRecruiter will cover it all for you. There's one place you can go where hiring is simple, fast, and smart, a place where growing businesses connect to qualified candidates. That place, my friend, is ZipRecruiter.com/report. Hiring used to be hard, right? Multiple job sites, stacks of resumes. You hear me complain about it when I try to get somebody to work for me. Okay, and by the way, the conference call that I told you about yesterday, it was with ZipRecruiter. They were so nice. I chatted with them. They said, Joe, do you have any questions that you want to ask us? I said, yeah. If I'm a small business, I said, and I am a small businessman, I said, can I use ZipRecruiter? Is it just for... He goes, absolutely. Absolutely. You go to ZipRecruiter.com/Piscopo, and they will get it done for you. All right? ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, but they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invite them to apply to your job. As applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one, spotlights the top candidates, so you never miss a great match. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. Excuse me, with results like that, it's no wonder that ZipRecruiter is the highest rated hiring site in America. And right now, you listening can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/report. That's ZipRecruiter.com/report. All right. That is ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Hi, Kevin McCullough here. You know I love history, and so do you. So I hope you'll join me this fall on the amazing D-Day Beaches Tour in Normandy. That's right, the invasion that sealed Hitler's doom, Omaha and Utah. Discover this sacred patch of sand with me. 10 days in France, luxury hotels, fine dining, fully escorted by America's leading expert on France and the D-Day invasion, Ken Chase. $39.89, and that includes your airfare from New York and your travel insurance. Cruise on the bullet train, stand at Patton's gravesite, visit the most famous crossroads in the war, Bastogne, cross Pegasus Bridge, see where the Rangers scaled the cliffs at Pointe du Hoc, see the medieval church where Private Steele was snagged on the steeple. Call my friends at Conservative Tours, 888-733-9494. That's 888-733-9494. Or go to conservativetours.com. All your sightseeing in Paris as well. I'll see you on Omaha Beach.
That sounds like a great trip, Kevin, at Normandy. Hey, 7:45 with Joe Piscopo on the radio. How you doing this morning? How you doing? So I told you my sister Carol needed a car, right? And then I said, go to Route 22 Toyota, please, sis. Will you go? She didn't say anything because sometimes people, they don't want to ask you. They feel like they're taking advantage of you. Joe, will you make a call for me? Will you make a call? Well, lo and behold, Carol ends up texting me. She's at Route 22 Toyota. They took such good care of her. I got the text. She was in the middle of signing and buying a beautiful. She got a great car at Route 22 Toyota. And you will, too. Remember I tell you they're always a family? And when I went and I first met Iggy over there, and I sat down with Chester and Carmelo, and Wendy and Chris and Johnny, and we sat down, and I went, ah, these people. And then I glanced over as I looked at the people coming into Route 22 Toyota and the largest indoor automobile showroom in the state of New Jersey. I'm just saying, they were treating everybody. Alex Kinsella would go over to everybody walking in, and they treat everybody like family at Route 22 Toyota. You don't got to deal with dummies. And when you go at the back and the forth, the pressure, the wasting time and car, you don't have to do that anymore. Go to Route 22 Toyota. They will treat you like family. And Alex will give you those 0% APR financing deals up to 72 months for qualified buyers. And like, if that's not enough, they tell me this. They go, Joey, tell if whoever's listening to you, if first five callers next 5 minutes get a free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter if you call 855-621-9949. All you got to do is say, Joey sent me. Just like that. You don't got to use that voice. But you got, I heard you on the Piscopo show, and what can you do for me? 855-621-9949. Right now, first five callers, next 5 minutes. If you call 855-621-9949, you get a free multi-point inspection. Oil change and filter from Route 22 Toyota. All European models are excluded. But you got to check out the brand new state-of-the-art service center. Iggy's so excited about that, man. Right there on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. You're going to love Route 22 Toyota as much as my sister Carol does, and we do. And they will treat you like family. Route 22 Toyota, right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Joe Walsh, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
I love it. Let it rip, Matt. Let it rip, brother. Here we go.
Well, so check that listen. As I said, listen to the hours and minutes ticking away. They're just sitting around waiting for my life to begin. While it was all just slipping away. Well, I'm tired of waiting for tomorrow to come. For the train. Suit of clothes and a free
so much in online, and I love when you hit me up on Facebook and on Twitter and on Instagram, and I apologize if I don't get back, because my day is so nuts, and it's my own fault, and I apologize for that. But someone sent me a video of Bruce at the Tony Awards, I guess it was. Yeah, it was the Tony Awards, where he sat down at the piano, he did a little speech. He is so great, and I know, and when I say that, I really get so many people mad because they think of Bruce and his politics. You got to put that aside. Still, and you know what I love about Bruce too is, and again, he's a way liberal Democrat, you know, and a progressive socialist, sure. But man, oh man, he's a couple years older than I am, man. And how his energy on stage and his focus, and he looks great. I admire him greatly, and I think you got to put. I put all politics aside. That's why too, on the other end of the spectrum, on President Trump. How old is President Trump? He's 72 now, Frankie Five Boroughs, right? 72
That's
years old.
Correct.
Man, look at this guy. He doesn't stop, this guy. No sleep. He just keeps going. And again, let's put politics aside. But when you get old, you appreciate people who are older than you and are just really smoking it. And when I watch Bruce on stage, I swear to God, if people will watch me watch Bruce, the amount of Bruce concert, and my jaw just drops. It's like how he has the energy to do it. I always admire that. And it was, it's still so. And I did not get to see the Broadway show, which is closing soon. Is that right, Frank? Do you know for a fact?
I don't know.
But I think it is closing soon. I didn't get there. I didn't get a chance. I'm just so busy. Would love to have seen that show. But I think it's sold out, and I think it is closing relatively soon. Hey, Frank, so you know what? Speaking of entertainment, we'll go into Debbie here, is when I'm at a venue and I'm about to go on stage, the one thing I can't stand is when somebody texts me and says, oh, where are my tickets? Oh, where do I go for my tickets? Oh, when do I go? Where do we sit? Where could we? And they ask me 1,000 questions as I'm about to step on stage. It drives me crazy. So now I'm trying to find a mass, and it's all I could do not to text my priest to say, when is the mass? When is the holy day mass? What time is it? You know, Debbie, I don't want to be disrespectful. I'm doing my best not to text my Father Michael, you know?
Yeah, but maybe if you check out the website. Maybe it's on the website
I
for
did.
The parish. It's not on there?
The
holy day is not on there.
I've not seen a church website because, again, they don't have the money to do it, apparently, because it says there's a noon mass. I'm assuming there's a noon mass. I'm going to do the noon mass today after work. I think
you
I'm
may
want to
call Father Michael before you go. Just to be on the safe side, Joe.
How bad is it when you show up and then the mass changes or the mass isn't there and you're sitting
there? I know.
Wow, I hear you. See, but God, doesn't God say you showed up, man?
Yeah,
you showed
get
up.
Credit.
That's good enough. Do
you
we
get
credit
extra,
for that?
Yeah, you get credit. Yes, I'm telling you. God says, I have a feeling. You know, he thinks that's pretty
My
good.
My son, you showed up. I forgive you.
You give blessings. Up. Blessings.
You're not the smartest individual on the planet, but thank you for showing up. Wrong time, wrong place, but God bless you. Oh, man. That's all I do. At holy days, am I right or wrong? All I do, I have to scour every church to see when the mass is, you know?
I thought you had the mass app where it tells you, oh, that's only for Sundays.
Yeah, but I do.
It only works for Sundays?
No.
Oh, what's up with that? You got the mass app, you know?
Debbie, you think Debbie's kidding? I have an app that says mass times.
Yeah.
And it will show wherever city I'm in across the United States, it will show me the local church. But sometimes the masses change and they don't update it as much as
oh.
they should.
Oh, that's
I'm going
not
with
good.
The noon mass. I'm going with the noon mass.
Go for it, Joe.
Hey, I like that. I like to have that kind of life, you know?
Living on the edge. Living on the edge. What mass will you go to today for the holy day?
Hopefully it's just one collection on a holy day. One collection.
Well,
hopefully.
You may want to give double because it's a holy day.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus.
Well, it's a feast day of Mary, so,
right,
you know,
that's
it's
right.
important.
Praise Mary. Yeah. It is. And, you know, I'm going. 7:52. Debbie's on the road. Bless you, my child.
I'll
Bless
be going,
you.
Too. Don't worry. Let's see what's happening. Joe, we're going to head over to the southbound Thruway building, exit 12, down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Once you're on 287 eastbound, slowing down, heading right out toward White Plains. We're still seeing slowdowns inbound side of the Lincoln Tunnel, 20. Holland still 35 because of earlier problems. GWB looks okay in outbound. Some upper-level construction at the George Washington Bridge. Watch for some stop-and-go traffic as well as you head to the Belt, eastbound Farmers Boulevard. Accident over there. Still stop and go on the LIE westbound right out through Woodhaven Boulevard and the LIE west at Patchogue-Holbrook Road. Multi-vehicle accident. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970. The Answer.
There are stories in the news that make you scratch your head. How could that person be found not guilty? Why did that judge rule that way? And what was behind the passing of that new law? Well, every weekend on our station, Champions of Justice with Tom Girardi features revealing interviews that look behind the headlines and give you the rest of the story. It's always interesting. So join us Sunday mornings at 10 for Champions of Justice here on AM 970, The Answer.
How can I enjoy my summer vacation with this ringing in my ears?
It's called tinnitus. If you've got it too, call the Hearing and Tinnitus Center on Long Island. Dr. Melanie Hertzfeld and her associates specialize in treating tinnitus. Other area specialists refer their tinnitus patients to the Hearing and Tinnitus Center. Find out why.
This is Dr. Melanie Hertzfeld. Our office has a variety of proven tinnitus therapies. If your ears are ringing, give us a call.
Call the Hearing and Tinnitus Center today, 516-364-0011. 516-364-0011.
Happy Wednesday to you. Hump Day is here, and I know that you have ordered your 90-day supply of Calitrin. You haven't? What are you waiting for? Go to toploss.com right now. Order yourself a 90-day supply of Calitrin. The website answers all your questions to help you lose weight, have more energy, and feel great. No drugs, no stimulants. Trust me, I would not put anything in my body that I did not trust. It's all natural, so simple to use. Take it before bedtime, works on you while you're sleeping to help give you back what you need. Plus, use the promo code AL. You're going to get 10% off when you go onto the site, toploss.com. Or give Calitrin a call right now, 1-800-325-4366. Use the promo code AL for 10% off. That's 1-800-325-4366. Or go to toploss.com. Use the promo code AL for 10% off. And there's a great contest going on. I'll be tweeting it out. If you vote for me as your favorite DJ, you're going to be entered to win a contest for a 90-day supply of Calitrin, and I'll get $500 to give to my favorite charity.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I want to be able to talk that fast. I want to be able to. Al's a DJ now, Frank. Is that right? You vote for your favorite DJ, Al? Take it off.
Apparently.
We've created a monster, Al.
That's for sure.
And we love our Albert. We love our Albert. Hey, by the way, Al put together a trivia question. He took off, but he did his. Matt, you're telling me before Al left, he did his homework and gave us the Italian trivia question for Michaels of Brooklyn before he left. He handed that to you, correct, Matt?
Absolutely.
See how dedicated the man is? We love you, Al, for that. So today is the day. It is Wednesday, and you have a chance to win an entire case of Michaels of Brooklyn sauce. I know you're ready for this. 877-970-2999. That is the number. We're standing by. The first person with the correct Italian trivia answer of the question I'm about to ask will win an entire case of Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. You don't want to miss it. All right, here you go. Here you go. This is an easy one, I think. Here you go. What is the meaning of the word prosciutto in Italian? What is the meaning of the word prosciutto in Italian? All right, so it's easy, but so call quick. 877-970-2999. The first person to give us the correct answer to the question, what is the meaning of the word prosciutto in Italian? If you don't get through on the lines today, we are giving away one more case in an online contest. Just please go to am970theanswer.com, enter to win now. You don't want to miss out on the best Italian sauce out there. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving up authentic Italian since 1964.
Eric Metaxas, a show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Joe Lumberg is our marathon man meteorologist who we absolutely love. It's 7:57 right now in the morning. Hey, Joey, so we got a great day today, you're telling me, huh?
It's going to be nice today. It's going to be toasty, around 90 degrees. Your kind of weather, my kind of weather.
Yeah, me too. You and me both, brother. I never hot enough for me, but the rains are out of the way for at least a few days, Joe.
Yeah, for the next 2 days for sure. I don't think we see anything until later Friday. Still in the upper 80s then, and then maybe a shower or thunderstorm Saturday. Sunday looks nice to me.
And today and tomorrow, though, we're looking at 90, nice.
90 today, low 90s tomorrow. It's going to be hot summertime stuff.
And you'll get on that bike, won't you, Joe Lumberg?
You got that right.
Today you're going out, man.
Yes,
oh, wait,
I am.
Do you take the chicken soup? You put the chicken soup in the thing that we put, the rest
only
of us
if
put
I'm doing
Gator.
A long ride. Only if I'm doing a long ride.
And no Gatorade, you told me.
If it's there, I'll take it.
Yeah, but mostly chicken soup. I love that.
Joe, I need that.
Yeah, well, listen, we need you, Joe Lundberg, and thank you so much, my friend. We appreciate that. It's going to be hot today, so make sure you stay hydrated if you're out there.
I will.
All right, Joey, take care, and thanks so much. A couple minutes away from 8 o'clock, 7:58 right now. Simon Owen from Fox News Radio, he's one of our favorite and most noted correspondents over at Fox News Radio. He's going to give us a report on that bridge collapse in Italy when we come back. Karen DeSoto, on-air legal analyst for NBC News as well. Piscopo in the morning, coming right back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.